1982, mama for my love.
We go in this theme, telling more difficult it becomes to understand. The Rishonim Rishonim apparently are contradicting the Rishonim Acharonim. The Rishonim Rishonim contain constant reports about killings and civil wars and murders, and which is extremely hard to understand. And whether not written by Novi, you would probably not want to believe it, because it's disturbed. Here comes a Novi called Ibrahim Emes Lutzevik. The Novi had a command after his book to write it down. Didn't do so in order to give us a piece of history. And in fact, I once explained, why don't we have a Jewish history? Why didn't the Chazal make history? All nations, I mean, had they have great historians. We have no historians. That means Sefer Maccabim, but this is Roma Chitzon and not reliable. The Chazal HaFachom have not told us. HaFachom, for instance, the story of Hanukkah. And then the story tells the whole story. Nothing. It says Kishet Govro Malchus Beis Chashmanoi. If they take a suit that you know the story. Then when there was a fight between Hirka and Aristobulus, Shetzoru, we assume that everybody knows about it. Why don't the Chachamim tell us all these things? This is what we call today freedom of information. Freedom of information is one of the freedoms that you have in a democracy. It means the freedom of Lashon Hara, but you may tell Lashon Hara, people are dead, they have done something, they don't live anymore. So you tell them that this one committed this wrong, and therefore, give you permission. You have no permission. Unless a Novi comes, he does B'Shem Hashem. Does B'Shem Hashem, you have no right to tell history. I could write a history now on the Jews in Germany in my youth. I would have to tell the truth, not the whitewashing. In the history today, I mean, everything's white, wonderful, glorious. I'd have to tell how it was, and this is Lashon Hara. Any history is Lashon Hara. I tell a person's biography, it's definitely Lashon Hara. Because I have to tell, either I tell the truth. If it's not the truth, then it's a story. They have to tell, since life is composed of good and bad, a person has done good things, I have to tell the story. And who gave me permission? Unless that could be spoken, and wants me to write it down. So we have, as soon as the Nebuah big stopped, we have no more. Yeah. Huh? The Tzivos was not, it was a person's wife. He was a friend of the Romans. He was a special personal friend of Titus, of Titus. He called himself Flavius in honor of, like a person was a friend of Hitler, writes a Jewish history. How much can you rely on? There are certain things are true, certain are not true. Not reliable. He certainly didn't do it al-fi chazal. Achachomim did not write any history. We have say the Hatoras, which is a chronology. But the history to tell us only here, with every detail, and not only this, there's no attempt made to whitewash it. In other words, to say, when you read it, you shouldn't get the wrong idea, the wrong impression. We don't have that. The Novi writes, Kol Divrayim, Emes Lutzedek, and we say before the Haftarah, we say, Hasif Nuviyah, Emes Lutzedek, repeated. It's repeated. That's everything. So these are the Vilmashim. It's very difficult to understand. This is very difficult to understand. We accept this is the way it is. We take it only in the way of Achomim have explained it. But still there remain many kashas, many questions. The whole learning of Nevi'im Rishon, that's why the Gemara brings Minu Benecha Min Hegoyon, that you should hold your children back from Hegoyon, means Hegoyon actually means perusal of thought. What Rashi explains means this asku mikro yosem mitar. Learning of Tanakh more than enough. You want to know what is the pshat and so on. You shall not go into it because we don't have the full perushim, the perushim the way we have from Gemara and Halacha. And we have thousands of tens of thousands of perushim every door. what we have left, what he has left is only a small percentage of what the Chum have written about it. And so this is an introduction in general. Now we begin here with Melachim Aleph, and that's an Haftor, Pasvay Chi, everybody knows Haftor. Except we start already with the Kasha before we start. The story HaMelech David, something that belongs in Shmuel Beis. That's the end of David HaMelech's life. This is the story of Shlomo. Melachim begins with Shlomo HaMelech. We have here a capital of David, which belongs, should be, at the end of Shmuel. Since Shmuel Beis is the story of David HaMelech's life. This is what happened in the last few days. This story, HaMelech David, something happened in the last few days of his life. He just lived shortly before his 70th birthday. And he died on his birthday, in Shabbos Shavuos, and it was a few days before. So why is that put here? So the Mephoshim explained, that's the Alshef and the Abba-Banel, says that this chapter is the story of Shlomo. Here begin, the Melochim starts with the story of Shlomo Amel. That begins the story of Shlomo. The story of Shlomo begins while David HaMelech was sick, and then Adon Yoav ben Chagiz tried to get the Melucha, use the sickness of David HaMelech to get the Melucha away from Shlomo. So David HaMelech, during his lifetime, had to make Shlomo a king, which you normally don't do. While you're alive, you make your son a king. So this is actually, that's Shlomo's story. In order to tell the Shlomo story from the very beginning, we have to start with HaMelech Zogin Bobayim. This is the way we have to introduce the Sefer. Now, it's very interesting that VeHamelech David. We don't have to start the Sefer. And. So say HaMelech David, it's okay. So we see that actually is the end of Shmuel Beis. It belongs in Shmuel Beis. Because it's VeHamelech is actually a continuation of what we just learned before. Except the Chachomim, the Nevi'im, or Mesada, I don't know who was Mesada, probably Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, but also Nevi'im, many of them. So they put the last chapter, VeHamelech David, which belongs to before, at the beginning of a new Sefer. This is how we explain the word. It says, HaMelech David Zokein Boba Yomim. Now, this is similar to the death of Yaakov Avinu, who blessed his son. Otherwise, the similarity is not very much between Seder right here and here. And he was old, came into the days by Chasu, by Godim, they covered him with cloth, Lo Yicham Lo, and they would not make him warm. Now, here we have, here first, Melech David Zokin. Well, how old was he? He was old. Say we find by Shmuel, the Zokin for Shmuel was old. Shmuel was 52 years old. Well, a person with 52 years can be old, because when his bodily function ceases and he becomes weak, you see, he's going four by yomis, he comes into those days, which where the days are numbered, and so that means old. People become old before their time. Become old. Shmuel Hanovi started his life history when he was 2 years old. He was already a precocious child. Now, Hannah and Noah, the mother brought him to the Semikdash, become a town of Eli in the age of between 2 and 3. So he started life by 52. He was used up, completely old. So when somebody starts his life, let's say, age of 20, and then he lives to 70, then he's even younger than Shmuel Hanovi was when he was 52. David HaMelech started like he had more experience in his life than most other mortals have, or probably any mortal. He has about everything that can happen to a person. And he became prematurely old. That means prematurely became old before its time. He was old not in the sense of old age, because he wasn't old. He was even 70 years old. but he was old as far as his physical condition of the sinister. On the other hand, the word Zokain, when it talks about spiritual life, is not, doesn't mean old in a derogatory sense, that is old, but it means old. He is a Zokain, Zeh Shekon Chokma, as Chokma. So we do find that a woman tell us that there are some people in the Medrash state, very interesting. Yesh lach odam shehu besikno v'eine bayomim. Bayomim v'eine besikno. It says, Melech David was Zokain and came into the day. Had many days. Some people have zikno and don't, are not bayomim. Some people have bayomim and not zikno. Avotan, zikno geneget yomim, yomim geneget zikno. What does that mean? Zikno has a meaning, zeh shekon achot. Mipnei Zokain, Mipnei Zikna, Zokain, Zokain. That means, Zoe Shekona Chokma means even Yannick Machakim. The young come at Chokma, you have to get up because the respect is there. So Zokain can mean a person Zokain spiritually speaking, but not on the calendar. He is a young man, but he's a Zokain. Arei Ani Kiben Shivim Shona. So he's like 70 years. He was the head of the Sanhedrin, but at the same time was a young man. So yes, yes, okay, and ain't a bayom. Some people are poor bayomim. They are poor bayomim and they are old age, old people. But ain't a sickness. That's not considered. They are still babies. What do they do? Mahjong, watching television. Babies, children. At the same time, they're very old. At Tovit HaMelech says, Zokain, for Bayomim, the Medrash means he was spiritually Zokain, and he was physically Zokain. He means both. Avrom, Zokain, for Bayomim. Now, here I would like to say this. The normal translation is, for Bayomim came into these days. Into these days means when you number life by days, you're happy for every day. A young person doesn't figure in days. He says, next year I'm going to be Zokain. Of course, he doesn't figure out which plane he's going to take next year, and so forth. Old people don't think like this. So old people think every day, Baruch Hashem, yom, yom, another day, another day. Baruch Hashem, we came into the time when you figure days. Because you know it's not going to take so many more years, it's going to be days. But this cannot be the pshat alone. He talked to Eliezer to get the wife and say, how old was Avrom at that time? Yitzchak was 40 years old, 3 years after the death of Zorah. And it was born when Avrom was 100. So Avrom was 140. He became 175. He still lived 35 years. He still had another marriage. And he bore five children. He begat five children. So that means not go by Yomim. He came into the final days. So it must mean something else. It must mean something else. It certainly doesn't mean, unless we say, since for most people, when you get very old, go by Yomim, then it would be just redundant. You repeat yourself. But go by Yomim, you came into those days of where you figure life by days rather than by years. However, there is a perish like this. We find here in, what does it say? Here Medrash, Rav Yitzchok, Bo ba'osun hayomim shekoso behem at asher lo yovau yimei harov. In Tehillah says, he came into those days which are called Yimei Horoh, the bad days. In old age, so that's a simple translation, when you're old, then we usually have all kinds of ailments and troubles that come with old age. The body is deteriorating, is regressing. So that's Asher, it says, the years are Toma, Ein, Behem, Chepes. you don't like it anymore. People like to get old, but when they're old, they don't like it. They don't like it, and they always talk about, don't say, I'm old, I'm senior citizen. Don't say, old. Now, you don't like it. Because that's not so simple. It goes further. It goes much deeper. As long as a person is young, is physically capable, full of energy, and he's a tzaddik, then he deserves all the credit. Because he's full of life, as we say, but urge for enjoyed living, and he's a tzaddik. He controls his yetzara, channels it into constructive challenges. Person's old, and you can't do many avedas, can you? What can you do? Life becomes morally less rewarding. Because he's old. I mean, he's a big tzaddik. Kein Kunststück to be a big tzaddik when you're an old man. But you can't do many avedas. Not so many chances. That means you may have old. These are the bad days. I've shown him the years when you say, Abraham, Abraham, I'm not the light. Nachum said it means he must have Mashiach for Klal Yisrael, must Mashiach because he cannot do any averes, he must have Mashiach. See, the Mashiach is there, people cannot do many averes, and you see both Hashem in the world. Every person has the same age. You reach an old age, so the person says very from it. Old age people come usually like a from because you have, this is not, that was not, that's not the highlight of your life. The golden age is when one is young. That one is old. Young said, Ashri, the Hageva, Ashri, we said, Ayisa Omenuva. Hageva means when he's a Geva. Yeah, Ish, when he's an Ish, when he's a Geva. So this means a Boba Yom. And there is a beautiful Perish in the Vilna Gaon who says there's a Zohar. The Zohar is when a person gets older. And all his days come to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, when a person is about to be Nifta. All his days come to Cheshbon Nifta HaKodesh Baruch Hu. What did you do with all your days? Now, when a tzaddik, the days come, they show the tzaddik did this and this day and that day and so on and so on. If the person is not a tzaddik, the days have nothing to do. One day was like the other day. Didn't do any mitzvah on this day, didn't do anything on that day. So Bo Bayom is only by tzaddikim. But whether he came into the days, means his days came, his days came, it says, to before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Being what it's mean, it means HaMelech Dovid Zokein, HaMelech Dovid, he became, he was still a Melech even when he was old. There's a medrash, I want to bring you a medrash here, it says here, Havel Havolim Oma Kehelis, Havel Havolim, Hakal Ho, seven times Havel, Havel, and Havolim is three, and again, Havolim is double, so then it says Havel Havolim, again, six, and Hakal Ho is seven. It says here, Omer Rab Shimon ben Elozar, Shiva Havolim Sh'oma Kehelis, Neged Shiva Aloma Sh'olim Rav. A person goes through seven periods in his life. They're all heaven. They're all heaven. Then Shona, when he's born, an infant, Domel Melech, he's like a king. Ah, everybody covers him and carries around in the Shona, when he's a cute baby, knows him by Risa, he's put in the crib. Hakol mechav women asking us, everybody kisses him and for fun and so forth, basically. That's the first. It's the most beautiful age when you're just born. Then comes Ben Stein, Misholos, comes at 2 or 3 years old. Then Ephraim is killed and they have their own ways. Dome of the Chazir messes up the house, destroys everything. Shaposhi killed it with beaming. Sticks his hands in all the dirt. Then he goes up, when Esa Shonim, Bovitz Kikti, 10 years old, jumps around like a little kid, you know, jumping around, you can't control him, gets wild. Then Ben Esrim, when he's 20, Kisus Nohim, he neighs like a horse, means Meshapa, Gami, makes himself pretty, boy Itzi wants to have a wife. He's looking for a wife. And then comes another Noza Isha, and once he's married, Areu Kechamo becomes a donkey, meaning a bird, a beast of burden. He has to carry the Tanosa. He's responsible for wife and children. Paul is born him, and he has children, and he has to fight for his Tanosa. May is born of Kekele. He becomes an Aziz born him, he has to fight in all the adopt difficulties. The Hovi Lechem is on. His king finally gets old. Areu Kecho comes like a monkey. He doesn't know anymore what he's doing. That all the things wrong. Ador tema the amah oretz. That means amah oretz. That a person has no Torah, no mitzvah. Aval hagolim, moma kehele, kakal hole. Your whole life, you have 7 phases in life. Without Torah, they can be comparable to various animals who also have an animal existence. Aval bibne Torah, zeev hamelech dovid zokein. Ava Bisho Zokain is still Melech. Melech means here, if Dovid HaMelech, he's a Melech over himself. That's the whole Sadiq Moshe, the years of the king, is a Melech over himself. Although he's old, he's still a Melech. So this is a Medrash which is fitting for this epic. So what happens was, he became cold. That means, it was the last days before his death. He was constantly shivering, it was cold. And it didn't help. He was covered with heavy blankets. The reason is that when a person has warmth, the body has some warmth. And covered with blanket, the blankets retain the warmth. So you stay warm. You stay warm. It's actually the body, the warmth of the body, which is held back, and so there's no other air comes in it. But when there is no body warmth, the temperature was so low, the body temperature, it was constantly shivering. So this was his sickness. But lo yicham lo, and there was nothing that could, which means, yechesu begodim is one thing. Lo yicham lo means you couldn't make him hot. That was, let's say, put the furnace on, hot water bottles, whatever it is. His body temperature was so low. He's constantly shivering. So here says Rashi, and we have that in the Gemara in Bruches. It says, "Kol ha-mevaze es ha-begodim sof she'en einenu mehem." The person despises or insults the godim garments. At the end comes a time when the garments don't help him anymore. Shenema vayokom dovid vayichos es ha-meil v'fikach vayichom. Dovid HaMelech, everybody knows the story when he was persecuted by Shaul. And he was in the back of a cave. And Shaul HaMelech came into the cave. So in order to prove to him that he is innocent, Dovid, that he's not plotting after Shaul's life, convinced Shaul in his insanity as much as he could, cut off a part of the garment of Shaul. And Chazal said there was a tzitzis on it. Cut off a part of the bar garment of Shaul. So, and then when Shaul was out, and then he waved it from the mountainside opposite to here, that's part of your garment, and to prove how innocent he was. The same time, Chachom say he should not have done it. Should not have done it. Because although he had good reasons for it, but he shouldn't have done it. The garment of a person, especially the garment of a tzaddik. Shaul was a tzaddik. I mean, with all his insanity, well, he did a few things wrong, very few things, and he was a tzaddik. A tzaddik covers his garment, especially when the garment has tzitzis. That has fiducia. And he was mevazet by cutting it off, although he wanted to prove a point. He should have done something else. But this he shouldn't have done. So it comes here, you see that the Chachomim leave not out anything which is a criticism. A criticism of Dovid HaMelech, I mean, he has been criticized so much. Well, yeah, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din, the Samidus HaDin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a Dovid HaMelech, for his death, he had to be Mechaper for even for that what he did. So the garments don't help him. That is one thing. But the question is, that's why the Gemara didn't help him, but why did he get so cold? Why did he get so cold? So here again, Rashi brings it, says, Shavuot Dovid is HaMalach, Omid Yerushalayim. That's from a Medrash. We have learned that Dovid HaMalach saw the Malach in Yerushalayim with a sword. He had a vision of a Malach with a sword, he pleaded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that why should these innocent sheep be suffering for my averus? So the Magev is stuck. But it says in Dibra HaYomim, that doesn't say here in Shmuel. Dibra HaYomim, where the whole story is told, a little more elaborate, it says, Ki nivas mibnei cheref malach el Hashem. He was frightened from the sword of Malach Hashem. It says, at this moment, when he saw the cheref Malach Hashem, he was so frightened. That shock was still in some people in shock have the shiver. So this was that shock. So they only, when normally when a person is shocked, you cover him, and that it usually protection. The body heat goes down below the level of safety. That protects it. But Yicham Lo, it didn't help. In other words, the reason is because of the shock of the Malach, and the reason that the Megodim didn't help him was because of the fact that he once despised the garment, which he shouldn't have. But Yomro Lo Avodov, how the Avodim told him. These Avodim are all Tamidei Chachomim. These are not just Adovid. They're surrounded by Tamidei Chachomim. Yevakshu L'Adoni HaMelech Naro B'Sula. The only thing that can be done is a Naro B'Sula, that a virgin young lady, Va'omdo Lifnei HaMelech, she'll stand in front of the king. Uzehi Lo Sochenes, she'll become his nurse. Officially, she's supposed to attend to him. She's his nurse. Take care of him. So the king is sick. He lies in bed. He's weak. It's just a few days before his death. And then she shall lie down in your bosom. Cham Ladoni HaMelech, and that will bring heat to my Ladoni HaMelech. And what does that mean? David HaMelech had wives. He had wives. He was permitted 18 wives. He had 18 wives at that time. So why not just, if body heat is the only thing is that helps him, send, why not send one of his wives? So the Mephoshim explains, David HaMelech was so weak that this would be the worst thing in the world. Cham Ladoni HaMelech does not mean that he was had any physical relationship. Physical relationship with that purpose is the... And a person in that condition, he has physical relations that may bring on an instant heart attack. His wives might come that he might make a Tashmish HaMita, which would be mighty dangerous. The only thing is, this was supposed to be not a physical relation, just warm. Since he has absolutely no koach, as far as Yetzirah is concerned, David HaMelech was in complete control of the Yetzirah, which the Avodim knew. So this was only because of somebody who has a body warmth, to warm him up, and the Issa, which is the Issa Yichud, that he is not allowed, so this is forbidden, strictly forbidden. Issa Yichud, although she was an unmarried woman, David HaMelech's bezin was Goza Issa Yichud. In this case, it says they were mater the Issa Yichud for David HaMelech, because the Issa Yichud is only for somebody who has Yetzirah. David HaMelech, they knew, had been, it says, Libi Cholol Bekirbi, had no Yetzirah. The question is only, why didn't they, instead of being mother Issa Yichud, they should permit him to marry this woman. So Yichud with a woman. I know somebody in Frankfurt, there's an old guy in Krause. He was dying in my time when I was a child, he was 90 years old. He still remembered Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger, a tremendously old man. And he was in an old home, on his home, and he needed a nurse. The nurse had to sleep in the same room, Because in the middle of the night, he couldn't move. It was a big tamid kohen. In fact, my father's tamid kohen took me to him and she gave me a brocha. That big tamid kohen, Dain Kauza, I remember the name, Kauza. So he married the nurse. He was a widower, and he didn't want to have any yichud. The yichud, so he had called him a minion. Nobody was supposed to know, but my father doesn't even know. He gave a kedushin, and they made the brochas. Just then, she was the same, she was also not such a young lady. I mean, she's a middle-aged lady. She was unmarried. He didn't want to be alone in the room, so he said, yichud. So he married her. He married her. And it was supposed to be a secret thing. Only 10 people. Why didn't they tell them the North America? That cannot be. Because a king is not supposed to, Yabala knows him. Since he had already 18, he's not supposed to. So we say, let them tell her, and let him tell them to give a get to one of his 18 women, then marry her, for as the nurse. So it shouldn't be Nisa Yichud. So the Gemara says that, in Sanhedrin, it says, Umar Abshom Abba, Tora E Kamakoshin Gerushin. How wrong it is to give a get. How wrong it is. If you don't have to. Share Dovid HaMelech Echirel Ole Yache. The basin was permitting him Yichud, permitting. Velon Echirel Ole Garesh, and they didn't permit him to give a get. A get is if the wife wants one, or a person has extraordinary circumstances. But normally, you shouldn't. Dovid HaMelech, in order for his health to give a get, that's what's permitted. And in that case, he needs Yichud. So the Bezin was Mata Yichud and didn't permit him to give a get. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So, Omrim, Vayivakshu HaMelech Naro Yofo B'chol Gvul Yisroel. They looked for a beautiful woman in the whole Gvul Yisroel because they felt it is a Kovat HaMelech. That was for Kvot HaMalchus. If they get somebody, they should get somebody who's Yofo B'chol Gvul Yisroel. Vayimtzu, they found Avishak HaShunamis. In the city of Shunem was a girl, Avishak HaShunamis, Vayoviyo Osor HaMelech. They brought her to the king. Vanaru Yofo Atma'ot. The reason that it says it was very pretty and is because of the story which is told later, that Adonijo asked his mother to ask, he wants to marry her. And that means at the moment when she came to the king, Adonijo saw her, and he said, my father is going to die anyhow in a few days, so this is a good chiddush for me, because he liked her very much, because he was pretty. So, Barihila Mela Sochenes, she was a nurse. Sochenes means a person who takes care, a caretaker. A caretaker. Although the word Yisochen, Sochen, means, has many meanings. You find Sakona is danger. Sacking is a knife. Sacking Mesukon. Yad Chochon. Comes can be a difference. Sacking is danger in the hand of a wise man and Kavachoma of somebody who's fool. Sacking Mesukon. But we find Sochen. Ha haskein hiskanti. Have I been used to do you, to do to you like this, the donkey said to Bilam. Sochnus, agency, an agent, somebody who is taking care of it. Here it means somebody is taking care of it. However, the word Sochen also comes in the sense of warming. Valkeia eitzim Yisochen. He who splits wood comes warmed by splits firewood. So Sochenes could also mean somebody makes him warm. But the simple meaning is Sochenes here, a caretaker, a nurse, takes care of him. And it says, Vatila Mela Sochenes, Vatashor Seyu. And she served him. Here it means she served him. She just was lying next to him, making him warm, or trying to make him warm. Amelach lo yedo, but the king did not know her, means he had no physical contact with her. I mean, she's probably in her own clothes, and she's lying next to him, just under the blanket, and her heat should make him warm. So this is in the last few days of the life of Dovid HaMelech. Rashi says sochenes mechamemes from the word in Kaelis yitzochen. Yeah. So now comes Adoniyo ben Chagis. There was another son of David HaMelech. With all the tragedies that David HaMelech has suffered in his life, he has so far lost three sons. He lost three sons. He had Amnon, then he had a son Daniel, who just died, and then Avshalom. Now he had the fourth son, and he was the fourth in line. He is supposed to be the king. He thought he would be the king. However, he knew that David HaMelech had sworn to Shlomo that he would be the king. Nosan Anovi had predicted that he would be the king. But nobody knew that David HaMelech would die that early. We have a medrash that David HaMelech, that Olam HaRishon was supposed to live 1,000 years, and 70 years were taken away from him, and he lived only 930 years. But the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is considered Yom Erev Shonim Be'Mechel Yom Esmo, 1,000 years. And it says, V'yom Achol Chomimena Mos Tomus, on the day when you eat from the tree, you'll surely die. So it means he would not live 1,000 years, because the day would be 1,000 years. So he took 70 years and gave it to David HaMelech, meaning David HaMelech was not supposed to have any years, meaning like this: David HaMelech is the forefather of Mashiach. That should have been Olam HaRishon. If Olam HaRishon had not committed the sin, Olam HaRishon would have been what? Olam Lichay, that's Olam HaRishon, and that's Mashiach. That would be Mashiach. But since he sinned, there was supposed to be Mashiach comes at the end of days. The first progenitor was David HaMelech. He gave from his own life, which is actually the life to have lasted forever. He gave 70 years. So, but nobody knew that until after the death of David, because David HaMelech asked after he spoke, when is his day of death, and his father wouldn't tell him. So he would only tell him that he will die on Shabbos, but he wouldn't tell him how old he would become. Otherwise he can figure it out himself. Everybody knew, thought, Shlomo HaMelech was 12 years old at that time. David HaMelech was going to live a ripe old age. By the time he dies, Shlomo HaMelech is ready to become a king. But he's a baby, 12 years old. He's a young boy. In the years David HaMelech cannot run the government anymore. Shlomo HaMelech is a child. And he is the first in line that he wants to be king. Very simple. Misnase, he made himself big, a nosi. He wanted to make himself big without anybody telling him. Velema, meaning ani emla. He behaved like a prince. He behaved like not a prince, he had the right to behave like a prince. Behaved like the nosi, like he's now in charge. And that means I shall become king. Mayas lo rechav v'poroshim, he had a good example in Avshalom. He says that's what people like. He made himself a chariot, and there were, Peroshim means horsemen, Hamishim Ish, 150 people running in front of him. So he was behaving like the future king. Now, at that time when he did that, David HaMelech was really old, feeble, sick, and they had no contact with him. He didn't know about the whole thing. But how could he ever do such a thing? How could he ever do such a thing? His father never caused him any etzev, any pain. Yiddish explains etzev is always entsagungsschmerz, that you have pain by withholding certain things which you would like to get and you don't have. You'd like to have something and you don't get it. That's etzev. The late to ozav, forsake. Etzer Otsav is the pain that you have to forsake something. His father never caused him any Etzer, Miyomov, since he lived. Lema saying to him, Matua Kocho Osisu, why did you do such a thing? In other words, here again, a blame of David HaMelech, and before his death, the last few days, he has to undergo another agony as if he didn't have enough in his life. One of Shalom was enough. He didn't have enough in his life that before his death, his other son,